4th of September 2016, when we held you in our arms for the first time in our temporary home in Pretoria, South Africa. Dad is writing, but as I go, I'm reviewing everything with and getting feedback from your mum. That way, you'll get both our perspectives on this journey and the years-long birth. The reason we're writing this in a book and letting others read along is that, sadly, there are many, many others who have been, are, or will be in the same situation your dad and mum were in before you arrived. That is, although the bee had found the flower, not much more was happening. The stork never came. And when you know your happiness lies in being a parent, you have to find other ways. We believe, and we hope, our thoughts and experiences can help others wishing with all their hearts for a child, but who, like us, are being challenged by biology. Sadly, in our experience, so much about childlessness, fertility treatment, and adoption is taboo. We've missed seeing our situation reflected in literature and in other people's stories. And conversely, we've been delighted at those times we succeeded in finding people who have gone through the same experiences. With them, we've been able to share sorrows and joys in a completely different way than with people who haven't been in the same position. It's our hope this book will be able to do the same for others, or at the very least, that it will work as an icebreaker and a conversation starter. We also think it will be a good read for friends and family of the involuntarily childless, going through fertility treatments or an adoption process. This book may be able to offer insight and understanding concerning some of the hard experiences and difficult thoughts present when this is what you're fighting for most in life. At the same time, we hope others who've been adopted will get something out of reading about the considerations we, as adoptive parents, have had. We're telling our own story, but perhaps it will lead to thoughts and conversations in other adoptive families. First and foremost, though, this is a book for you. As well as being a picture of the whole battle right up until you arrived, this is also a description of what your parents are made of, what values we have, and how we live life and see the world. Hopefully this book will give you an even broader understanding of the choices we've taken. It's important for us that you understand how much we wanted you right from the start. At the same time, we hope this book will give you and other readers the desire to travel, to live, and to chase happiness no matter what it takes. At times, along the way, in truth, this is a harsh story, but then life can also be harsh. Nobody ever learned anything from a picture-perfect postcard. We have to warn you, we'll be completely honest about ourselves and our experiences. Some things can be difficult reading about your parents, but we hope you'll read this book at a time in your life when you'll understand why it's important to paint the whole picture and look behind normally closed doors. However, we apologise in advance for writing in places about our sex life and about the time they mixed up the sperm samples at Harlew Hospital. The samples were discarded and Dad had to go into a little room to collect a new one. Things like this will perhaps be awkward for you to read, but they also belong to the story. So you've been warned. Dear Zoe Ukona, this is the story of how sparks flew when your mum and dad first met, and how we knew in that instant that two should become three. But this is also the story of biology, which teased us and so forced us out on a journey that took over 6 years until we held you, our beautiful, beloved girl, in our arms for the first time. This was the journey that led us through 11 fertility procedures at both public and private clinics, to serious consideration of an illegal surrogate, through to when we finally met the requirements, fulfilling our concurrent dream of adopting. A journey with everything from circle time at public courses and being a parent, to stress, pain, holidays, waiting times, tears, and ultimately, the greatest happiness and love there is. The love between parents and children, which for us, in itself, is the meaning of life.